it is time for CGH About Your Health radio program. Speaking today, Mike Luce, CGH Health Foundation Annual Appeal Co-Chair. Also, we have in studio Lindsay Fiorini. She's a physical therapy assistant at the CGH Pediatric Rehab Center and CGH Employee Division Co-Chair for the Annual Appeal. Susanna Riley, pediatric physical therapist at the CGH Pediatric Rehab Center and co-chair of the Foundation's annual Delicious Designs event. That's coming up October 17th. Plus, Joan Hermes, executive director of the CGH Health Foundation. They're here to talk about the 2019 campaign and the main focus project, purchase of state-of-the-art therapy equipment for the CGH Pediatric Rehab Center. Good morning.
Good morning. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Well, I maintained a professional level.
Yes, you
and
did.
And not the way at all. Well, welcome, Mike, Susanna, Lindsay, Joan. Can you talk about this new fundraising campaign for CGH Health Foundation, Mike?
Sure. Along with my wife, Angie, we were both asked to lead this campaign this year because we've got three kids that are currently receiving therapy there, and they're actually there right now. That's where she's at. And the foundation is purchasing equipment for the rehab center where they go. We've adopted these kids over the past 3 years, and each one of them has a special need. Emmy, who's four, is developmentally delayed, just from lack of exposure in the orphanage she was in. Johnny is five and was born without his left leg and has a prosthetic that he works with. And we've got Leo, who is 11 and who's got spina bifida. At some point the last few years, we've worked with most of the physical, speech, and occupational therapists at the center, and they are amazing. And it's because of their progress our kids have made, we consider helping in this campaign. It's been, the progress they've made has been fantastic. I've got my mom involved. A lot of people know her, and I've got some good friends helping out as well, and I hope people contribute.
Yeah, you know, if nobody's seen the posters, you got to, you remind me, your next move is going to be off to the Avengers.
I can feel it. Yeah.
I love that look.
Like I said, you know, I told him I wasn't going to wear tights.
Good choice on your part. Yeah. Yes. Joan, can you give us some details about this campaign?
Sure.
It's rolling right along.
It is. And what you're both referring to, our theme is Kids Count, Superheroes Want It. So we've got Mike and his family dressed up as superheroes, and they're featured on the front of our newsletter, which you can go to our website to see. It's just really fantastic, and it includes the stories of some of the kids who are the mini superheroes associated with the campaign. But our goal for the project is $50,000, but our overall goal is $400,000, and we have 15 projects that we're going to be funding. And as you mentioned, Lindsay and Mike, our co-chairs, involved. Susanna's with the event, and we have almost 20 people involved in leadership between all the little kiddos, and it's just been one of the most fun campaigns we've had for a very long time. Last year, we impacted 32,000 kids and adults in our five-county service area with all the 16 programs that we have. And just mention quickly before we get into the main discussion today, we help with eyeglasses, dental care, pediatric mental health services, nutrition and exercise education in our schools, transportation and medicine for our patients, mammograms, pap tests, cholesterol screenings, blood pressure screenings, glucose screenings, college scholarships, to name a few. But our main focus today is to talk about the Pediatric Rehab Center.
Well, that would fall into Susanna's category. Susanna, tell us first, the Pediatric Rehab Center, how did that get started?
Okay, so pediatric physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech are provided to kids, usually under the age of 18. It's a little bit different than what adults go through. You can't have a child go lift weights in the corner.
Right.
For kids, therapy has to be play. So about 3 years ago, I was a stay-at-home mom, but I was a physical therapist with over 20 years of experience in pediatrics exclusively. CGH came and asked me if I would be interested in helping some of their staff learn the art of helping kids with pediatric therapy. And so we started in the traditional physical therapy center in a small room, a small space where we were treating kids alongside adults.
Right on Locust Street.
Right on Locust Street, yep. And so it became clear that the kids had special needs. So we ended up moving into a space that is crafted around pediatric play. So we started with just Lindsay and I and one of our speech therapists, Erica, who were seeing just a few patients. And in that first year, we saw 152 children with 2,991 visits, which was just an incredible expansion of growth. So now our department has expanded and we have a great number more therapists. We also have this exciting new center at 2600 North Locust that has just opened, exclusively treating kids. So in that center, we're doing physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech, and it's entirely a play-based center. So it's different than any other medical facility you've ever been in.
Well, it's fun at the same time.
Yes, it's a ton of fun. We have a lot of fun at work, and the kids have fun, because if kids aren't playing, they aren't learning. So for the kids who come to our center, it's made a huge difference. In our area, there's never been a PEDS therapy program. So before the establishment of the center in Sterling and Rock Falls, if your child needed a little extra boost in their physical skills or in their dressing or writing skills or in their speaking skills, you were driving far to get those services. So you were driving to another medical center, usually Peoria or Rockford or the Quad Cities. So having this therapy center located here in Sterling has made a huge difference in the lives of our kids. It's just been incredible to see the difference that it's made. For people who don't know about PT, OT, and speech for kids, when you start early with those needs, it can make a tremendous difference later in life. So it's really important that if you have a child who is struggling with their gross motor skills or with their fine motor skills, so like walking, running, jumping, even crawling or sitting, we can start that early with children. Or if they're not speaking in a way that people can understand, it's really important that you get them those services early so that they can get the best start they can in life.
Wow, well, I'm glad you've added some therapists. Sounds like you need extra help.
Yeah, for sure.
Lindsay, can you describe the equipment that the foundation is funding and how will that impact the lives of our area kids?
So it's been, like Susanna said, wonderful since we've moved out to our new space. There's so much more room. The children are much more calm and engaged in our sessions. With the help of the foundation, we've been able to provide a more well-rounded environment for the kids. There's been several requests that we've made in regards to equipment. The immersion sensory integration room, and there's an interactive light bright wall, a portable unweighing gait trainer, and a full color interactive innovative projection system. I'll touch on all of those here in a second, but with all of those things, they've been able to provide a really interactive sensory experience for all the kids. Our sensory system has been amazing. It's a dark, quiet room where the children can kind of come in, they can calm, they can focus, and get ready to start their sessions, which can help promote better outcomes for the whole session. It's sensory integration, which works on just bringing the body together and helping organize the system and getting ready to then interact. Our giant light bright, you can see that from the parking lot when you pull in. It's very interactive. Just coming in makes it the building less clinical. It's very easy to use. All the children really enjoy it. It helps them kind of get ready to start their session. It works on the hand-eye coordination, fine motor, and it just offers a non-clinical environment right off the bat when you come in. So the big giant light bright, there's big pegs. It looks just like the old light brights, but two to three times bigger.
So is that like touch sensitive activated, or how's that work?
It just has these plastic pegs, and then there's a light behind it, and then the pegs are colored. So then when you stick them in, they light up.
Who came up with?
I know.
Is it hard to, you know, like if nobody's around, you catch yourself over there?
Oh yeah. Yes, we like to write in it all the time.
Another fun thing. This is not to do with the equipment we're purchasing, but Mackenzie Hopping just recently completed, or is in the final phases of finishing, beautiful artwork throughout the whole facility. So that's a lot of fun for the kids and the adults to see. It's just gorgeous.
And hopefully towards the end of September, beginning of October, we'll be having an open house that the community can start looking out for flyers for, that so everyone can come in and really see the center and be able to grasp what we do out there and see all this awesome equipment and everything that we've been able to get with the help of the foundation.
I think I'm gonna have to come over for that.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm sure there'll be cookies.
I'll be great. Cookies and a light brighter. Better than that.
Yes.
Wow. So the unweighing system.
So the last two pieces of equipment, the unweighing Biodex gait trainer. This is a gait trainer that is portable, so it has a harness system, and it allows us as therapists to have more hands on the children. If there's children who are ambulatory but maybe not safe, or children that can't ambulate, it helps with standing and getting some weight bearing. We can position them over treadmills, which is a great therapeutic activity for them, just to get the movement of being able to walk. It helps prevent safety risks and allows the to reduce the additional staff that we need to maybe participate in some of those more riskier activities with a more dependent child. And then lastly is, we're so excited about this, is our interactive projection system. So this is a system, it's a cube that is on a cart, and you can shine it, it's a projection system. So you can shine it on a wall, you could put it on top of a wheelchair table, you could put it on the floor, and in today's technology, kids are very intrigued by technology and motivated that way. So it's very diverse for everyone. There's several different apps on there. There's like leaves that can shine on the floor, and when you roll across them or walk across them or crawl across them, they'll move out of the way. There's a soccer field set up, simulated soccer field there. You can either do table soccer or kick a ball on the floor, and it'll be interactive with the child and the therapist as well.
And it makes noises too.
Yeah.
Sounds, music.
There's,
I remember seeing the demo.
Yeah, it probably dependent on, there's so many apps on there, like hundreds that can be added to the system. So it just removes all the barriers of learning, and it's just very interactive and very play.
I got to see that one.
Yeah. Haven't yet added that to our system, but yes, we can't wait to get it. That's super exciting and great for all the disciplines. So speech, occupational therapy, as well as physical therapy.
All this great stuff coming up. Joan, how does the public get involved with supporting?
Well, first of all, we would welcome their support. We would be most grateful if they could get involved, whether it's through making a donation or volunteering at some of our events, or offering silent auction baskets for the delicious designs. There's lots of way to help. Easy is to go online to www.cghmc.com/foundation to make a gift online. They can use a credit or debit card. They can call me at 815-625-0400, extension 5672. I can take a gift over the phone using their credit or debit card. They can send cash, bring cash by my office at 2600 North Locust, or send a check. There's just many, many ways they can take advantage of being involved. But it's not just for the Pediatric Rehab Center. It's for all 16 projects.
And you've got a fundraiser coming up. It looks like, to October 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Susanna.
So I am the co-chair of this event, along with Star Coleman. So for me, it's all about the kids. But Delicious Designs is not just about the kids. It's also about women's health. Over the last 3 years, the CGH Health Foundation has been really assisting with the women's health event. It's going to be a really fun night. This event is going to actually feature, stick with the movie hero theme that Joan has already started with the great billboards that you'll see throughout town. It's going to be on Thursday, October 17th at Deer Valley Country Club. Tickets are going to be $30. We're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres at the event. We're going to have a live and silent auction with a wine and spirit pull and a dessert auction. We're really excited about this year that there's going to be some new events. There's going to be a wish list auction where some of our therapists who work in the pediatric center are going to put together some ideas of things that they need to help make these kids' therapy experience even better. And so instead of going home with an auction basket, you're going to be able to assist a therapist in providing an item that they need. We're also going to be doing that for our breast cancer patients as well. Another new thing we're really excited about this year is the gift card pull, which is going to be similar to the wine and beer pulls that they've done in the past, where you make a donation and you get a gift card worth at least that donation amount, if not more. It's really exciting.
Back to the wish list. Give me an example of one of the wish list items.
Sure. So, for example, our occupational therapists are wonderful, and they work with kids' sensory system and fine motor systems. So occupational therapy can start as early as birth, but can go into the school years. You can't really go to school if you can't hold a pencil or sit in a chair or be able to focus to be able to be involved in those things. So our OTs are using paper and pencils and all these different things to try to get kids to where they need to be with their fine motor skills. And so what they are asking for is a cart to be able to push around with all their fine motor supplies loaded on it. Our speech therapists make a lot of cards for kids who can't communicate. So if you can't speak or you can't concentrate on what your parents are saying, they make these communication cards. And so we're probably asking also for an advanced color printer with a laminator as well. So those are big ticket items, but smaller things we're going to be asking for are things like scissors and crayons and markers and paper and the stuff of childhood, Play-Doh and fidget toys. You know, those mm-hmm. kinds of things are going to be on the wish list too, so that whether you come to this event wanting to spend a lot of money and support our children, or whether you only have a few dollars to give, there's going to be a way that you can help us with our mission. I myself am tremendously thankful and grateful that this center is here. The difference that we're making in kids' lives and families' lives is just incredible, and I could talk for hours about
You're
how
very
wonderful
passionate.
My patients are
That's
and
right.
how great right. it is and the progress that we see. Having Mike here with us, the Lewis children, it's just been amazing to see their transition since day one until now, the amount of independence they have and the ability to go out and play independently and just overall function has been pretty incredible. Would you agree, Mike?
Well, if you would just see Johnny out of Walmart running around, you'd see that they've done a good job, because you can't keep up with that guy. I'm telling him to slow down. He's got a prosthetic and he's sprinting all over the place. He can really move. Emmy, when we first got her, she could barely stand up on her own. Now she's running around. Mm-hmm. So I got my work cut out for me because of these guys.
Yeah. It is really nothing short of a miracle when you look at the children and where they began and where they mm-hmm. are now. And I just think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. The therapy does not work when just the therapists do the therapy. It works best when the families are involved yep. as well. And so, you know, what we do a lot of at the center is helping parents learn how to help their child meet the goals that the yep. family has for the child.
And the kids love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look forward to going every day. It's play to them.
Yes.
Really.
They ask to go.
Mm-hmm.
John's
yep.
mad when he has to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of our patients get so excited that if their sibling mm-hmm. is there or if they are, it's time to be done, they don't want to be done. We always give them a sticker on the way out the door to make it a little bit easier. Like.
I think it was kind of like that even before the new facility. They just love the staff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much more so now with this beautiful new facility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our staff are pretty amazing. They're willing to do just anything they can to engage a child to work on their goals, whether it's singing or laying on the floor or finding something that the child is interested in, the toys. We have a huge stash of toys that we're constantly rotating through to keep things fresh and interesting for the kids so that they can really make sure that they have the toy that they specially want to be able to make the therapy work for them. But we always try to make it applicable to what's going on in the home environment as well to make sure that things can fall through at home. But back to the event, I'm getting off track because I could spend forever talking about our kids. All of the event information is going to be available really soon. We are starting to put it out on the web a little bit, but there's also going to be a paper campaign that will be flyers and ticket information. If you want information about how you can help us at the center or how you can assist with the event in any way, go ahead and call the foundation with Joan, and she gave that number earlier, but I'll repeat it. It's 815-625-0400, extension 5672.